Hi, everyone. This is Ryan, your guest host for the podcast series Experience Asheville. This is episode 8, and we are talking tour and adventures with none other than Greg from Incline Adventures.
Hey, welcome. Everybody.
Greg, thanks for having me on as your guest today. But I wanted to start by talking a little bit about you and your background. So maybe take a few minutes and talk to us about yourself.
Yeah, thanks for hosting today, by the way.
Sure.
I had another business with my wife called Mountain Merch that actually moved here 10 years ago and a couple years ago started another business called Mountain Merch, which we sold last year in June. And spent a lot of time outside my whole life and wanted to start a business. My favorite part of the Mountain Merch side was the experience side and letting sort of guiding people where to go and what to do. I really got a kick out of that. People were asking me what I was going to do when I sold the business, and I didn't really have an idea. And finally, after a lot of thought and some consulting from friends and family, people said, "Well, you should be guiding and be outside, and you know, you're good at that." So we sort of decided to open Incline Adventures. We'll talk more about that. And on another personal note, I've just like I said, spend a lot of time, whether it's running, hiking, kayaking, motorcycling, camping, anything I can do to not be inside. So that's a little bit about me.
Are you from this area originally?
No, I grew up in Western New York State and spent a lot of time. Actually, was born in Rochester. Spent a lot of time in the Ithaca area, and have lived throughout my career all over the Eastern United States. From the time I got out of college. So Manhattan, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Charlotte, Richmond, all up and down the East Coast. But I'm originally from, I am a Yankee, unfortunately.
So you've been an adventurer, but have never necessarily been in the adventure business before.
Yes, that's correct. I love to travel, and I've spent tons of my free time doing all those things that I do love, yes.
So being that you have been all around, living especially on the East Coast, I know you've traveled out west quite a bit. What makes Western North Carolina such a good place for adventuring?
Well, we obviously live up right outside in Fairview. I can tell you that for me, pretty much in 10 minutes, I can be in the woods doing an awesome hike. I can be on the river kayaking or fishing, and that's just 10 minutes from my house. I mean, within a half an hour, if you're a mountain biker, you want to camp, Pisgah National Forest was right there. The Blue Ridge Parkway, I mean, the list goes on and on, and it's literally right in our backyard. I mean, it's just a super awesome place to live. And you get four seasons with a little bit of snow, but not a lot of snow from where I'm from. So,
yep.
It's just a neat place to, if you like being outside. It has a ton to offer.
We obviously are right here in the heart of adventuring territory. But what's your favorite part about guiding people or taking people on tours?
I think that for me, you know, anyone can pick someone up and you know, walk them through the wilderness and then drop them off. I think it's more about creating an experience. Giving them some education, telling them about the area, what's fun, again, a little bit of history. I think it's more, for me, when they walk away, I want them to have a memory of, a really positive memory of what they just went through. So for me, that's what we try to achieve and sort of separates us from the pack.
So let's talk a little bit more specifically about Incline Adventures, and let's start with the name. Tell me about how did you get the name? I know it's spelled N-C-L-I-N-E for those that don't know, but tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so when we had Mountain Merch, we wanted to create a brand that was sort of indigenous to the area, and for a couple months, we kept messing around with all these names, and we loved that, and we wanted to sort of incorporate NC because we're in North Carolina, sure. Right? So we came up with several names, and Incline was one of them, and because obviously you're in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And one day there was a couple of us around, and I forget who it was, but they're like, "Man, you should just take the I off the front of it." And we're like, wow, that's perfect, you know? And then if you look in the logo, there's a silhouette of a mountain, and that's actually the skyline, that's Pisgah. So that's sort of where the name came from. So we had it at Mountain Merch, and when we sold the business, I was able to retain that name without knowing that we were going to use it. And then as soon as we decided to start the new business, I'm like, this is what we're going to use. So that's where the Incline came from, and it's Incline Adventures, and we're sort of psyched to be using it.
I like it. Tell me about more about Incline Adventures. Tell me about the services that you guys offer.
Okay, so we sort of have it broken down into three categories. Obviously, we're going to do and are permitted in Pisgah National Forest to do hiking throughout the entire forest. Mm-hmm. That's sort of important. If you are going to ever use a service, make sure they're permitted, licensed, and insured. That's sort of a big deal. So, and you know that your guide's also, you know, got some background. But yep. So we're going to do a lot of hiking, day hikes, half a day hikes. We're going to partner with another group for overnights if someone really wants that. And part of that hiking group is concierge type hiking. You know, you can tell us what you want, and we'll work around that based on who you have and your skill level. And then we'll have some packages available. So that's the first part. The second part is rentals. We're going to rent our Tacoma truck, which has an ARB awning off the side and tents and sleeping bags and mattresses and coolers and Weber grills. And so if you want to take that out west. And then the third part, which everyone seems to like the best, is we took a Mercedes Sprinter van 4x4. And we're converting that also, so that'll be part of the rentals, and you guys can check that out. That'll be ready in mid-May. And then we'll do some charter stuff if you want to be dropped off at one trailhead and picked up at another. So that's sort of the grouping of the mix, a little bit of everything. And on the concierge side, too, I just want to mention that, like, hey, you want to fly fish and your wife wants to go hiking, we'll also split that and work on that. So trying to mix it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. You'd mentioned to or alluded to a little bit before, but tell me what's important when looking for an adventure company or hiking guides. I imagine in a place like this, there are probably quite a few of those types of services, but what should I be looking for that Incline Adventures offers?
Well, I think, again, you know, if you're going to hire a guide in this area, you definitely want them to make sure they're permitted inside Pisgah National Forest, or whatever forest you're going, if it's out west, because that includes, typically, in order to get that permit, they need to have some wilderness first aid, they have to have a little bit of recognition of the background and the trail system, just a lot of things that you don't think about. So I would first tell you that. I would also pick someone or a company that is very familiar with the area, ask them what they do when they're not working, because, you know, I think if they're true into the adventure side of the business, when they're not working, they're probably out doing their own thing and trying to find all the spots that they haven't been.
All right, so let me ask you this. When you aren't taking people out, what do you like to do for fun?
I have too many hobbies. I certainly have picked up on fly fishing, which a lot of my friends know. I really enjoy that. I like to run. I also like to get on the motorcycle every once in a while. Other than being outside and doing the things that I'm sort of guiding for, I do like to sneak out on Sunday nights and play some ice hockey. But for the most part, it's being outside, and I really like traveling. I would say traveling and is way up on that list too, even if it's just an hour and a half and camping, you know, for a night or two. So
sure.
Finding new places, I guess.
So as a local here, where does one go that knows the area so well?
You talking about me? I guess.
Yeah, tell me about some of your favorite places here in Western North
Carolina.
Listen,
I can sneak out and in 15 minutes be running up Bear Wallow and enjoy it. I mean, that's fine for me. If I want to go camping, you know, I don't know. I think Santilla Lake on the west part of the state is pretty awesome. But, you know, I also – I don't know. I guess I don't get bored. I could go up and do black balsam every other day and not get not get bored with it. So I don't know. I try to mix it up a little bit, but it depends how much time I have and what the weather's going to be and a combination of all that. But there's a couple spots I visit regularly, and I have no problem with it all the time.
Nice. So let me ask you this. Do you guys have any events planned as far as Incline Adventures? Where can we see the Sprinter van? Where can we take a look at the truck that you guys rent as well?
Yeah. So we have an event coming up. You'll probably see us in some media coming up. But we have our kickoff event is going to be April 28th from 1 to 3 at Twin Leaf. And we'll have both of our vehicles there. We will also have some live music. Our friends at Twin Leaf are brewing a special beer.
Awesome.
But most importantly, as an organization, we're partnering with a group called Muddy Sneakers out of Brevard. Mm. And we're going to, at that day, you can buy a beer and a special release t-shirt for $15. And all that money will go to that organization. And Muddy Sneakers is about getting fifth graders outside. They partner with schools. That's their MO, man. It's to get kids outside. So that's the main event. And then you'll see us at Asheville Van Life. Shout out to Micah. Great. In September. And we'll have both vehicles there as well. So that's sort of a little bit about where we'll be. And you'll see, I don't know if you're local and you're listening to this, the Tacoma's pretty, it's wrapped and it's pretty bright. So it says Incline Adventures down the side. So you might have seen it around because...
Can't miss it.
Yeah, no, people know where I'm at all the time. I can't be hiding anywhere, so...
So I know you like to usually wrap up your podcast with a secret spot. Tell me one of the places that you like to hang out, and I've got some of my own as well.
Well, how about... Let's hear where you...
All right.
Let's see where you... What one of yours is. I have to give these when I do this all the time. So, you know, I'm starting to get a little thin, but what about you?
I'll say one of my favorite places, both for food and for drink, is Foggy Mountain downtown on
Church Street. Oh, good call.
I love that they have a good selection of local beers that a lot of other spots don't carry. Appalachian Mountain Brewing, Kurahee,
they always Boojum. Have, and they do a good live music thing there, too.
They do. And the food... I love the food. I've never had anything there that I don't like. As far as a restaurant
no
goes,
prejudice because they're Packers fans. And I'll just leave that be.
It is a Packers bar. I wasn't going to mention it. But but a good restaurant in town, I've always been a big fan of the Corner Kitchen. It's my wife and my favorite restaurant in town. Chef Josh over there does a killer job. And the menu is always changing, but it's got a lot of good standbys there in Biltmore Village.
Shout out to Joe and Vanessa, too.
Absolutely.
We're big, big fans of Corner Kitchen. You know, for me, I'm just going to, again, I've been given places. So today I'm going to give a little shout out to the Whistle Hop on 74A.
Love it.
It's a newer brewery, and it's in a red caboose, and you can't miss it. And the chai IPA was really delicious. But, you know, that's a cool little venue that's outside Asheville, about 10 minutes.
I've been surprised at the amount of beer that they make their own and have on tap, but they also have several rotating guest taps.
So yeah.
There's a lot to offer there.
And they also have a big box car now that, and it's just, and they have food trucks. It's just a cool, different spot, you know?
Yep.
So that's my spot for this week anyway.
Greg, tell me where we can find Incline Adventures.
So again, you mentioned it. You can find us. Our website is Incline Adventures, so it's without the I, so nclineadventures.com. My email address is greg@inclineadventures, G-R-E-G. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. We're on Twitter, although we're not tweeting a whole lot. But, we're out there, and, keep an eye out for us. You might see us advertising a little bit in all sorts of venues lately. So that's sort of it.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on your podcast as a guest host.
Oh, I really appreciate it. And listen, thanks for listening. And we will talk to you guys again within the next week. Thanks.